First, I want to check, is the sound carrying around? Okay. I don't like to be halfway through a sermon and then realize that the microphone is not quite functioning the way it was supposed to be doing. The scripture text which I would like to read is from the Gospel of John, chapter 15, verse 7. Verse 7, where Jesus says, "Nevertheless, I tell you the truth, it is to your advantage that I go away. For if I do not go away, the Counselor will not come to you." And Jesus here is using the word counselor or paraclete to speak of the Holy Spirit of God. So Jesus says, if I do not go away, the Counselor will not come to you. This is Pentecost Sunday. It's the day when we remember how the Spirit of God was poured out on the early church. The followers of Jesus who had gathered together after he ascended, after he promised, so he said he was going away, he was going to send the Holy Spirit, and he would in good time return. And then the Spirit was poured out on the people of God. And Peter was inspired to speak to the people and quote that word from Joel about the Spirit coming to people. Very often when we think about God, we tend to think about God the Father, that aspect of God, the creation of the world, the fields, the air, the sun, the water, the rain, creation also of humankind and animal kind. Or we think about God the Son, Jesus Christ, our Savior, who was born of Mary, who grew up in Nazareth, and then began to preach and to select and call disciples and minister throughout the land of Israel and heal people and teach them. And then how Jesus was betrayed by Judas and falsely accused and crucified, and how Jesus suffered and died for our sins and the sins of the whole world, and how Jesus was raised again by the power of the Father and appeared to the disciples, appeared to them for a period of time, and then said, "I'm going to leave you. I will send the Holy Spirit to you. It's for your advantage. It's for your good. And I shall return." And so we think, I'm glad for Pentecost Sunday because it makes us think about that aspect of God that is not just the fields, the creation, and what Jesus did for us, but also the Spirit that comes to work within our hearts, within our lives, and do things and make things different. As a matter of fact, here Jesus said, "It is to your advantage that I go away. Because if I do not go away, I would not send the Holy Spirit to you. You know, that maybe is, if I think the disciples, if Jesus had run it in a democratic way and said, well, now do you want me to go away? Or if I go away, I can send you the Spirit. But if I don't go away, I can't send you the Holy Spirit. All in favor of me going away, raise your hand. Well, probably all of the disciples would have said, no, don't go away, stay right here. And probably that would be our impulse too, and say, I don't want Jesus to be out of sight. I'm afraid. I don't know if he'll really send the Holy Spirit to us. But Jesus did what was right. He said, I am going away. I am sending you the Holy Spirit. And then we hear the story, Acts chapter 2, of the coming of the Spirit. The disciples and the followers of Jesus were gathered together in a house, and suddenly they heard a loud sound of the wind rushing, and seeing little flames of fire upon the heads of their compatriots, and realized that the Holy Spirit was in fact there and coming to them. We receive the Holy Spirit in a different way, don't we? I don't think we receive it in as dramatic a way. But look how God has spread his Holy Spirit around the world, where most nations, most peoples have heard the good news and are growing from it. I tend to read different news reports. One report was from a Lutheran group that said, this is from Vietnam. And the report said, we've been invited to establish a Lutheran seminary in Hanoi, Vietnam. I thought, what? A communist country like Vietnam, where we had fought wars, a Lutheran seminary is going to be built in Hanoi? The Spirit of God working in strange ways. And for each individual, I received the Holy Spirit through baptism as an infant, a child. I don't remember the day. My parents remembered and told me about the day. I received the Holy Spirit when I was in Sunday school and reading the stories of Jesus, reading the stories of the Bible, and the Spirit worked in me and through me through that. I received the Holy Spirit and received the Holy Spirit through the Lord's Supper, when God feeds us the body and blood of Jesus Christ and gives us his promise, his forgiveness, his salvation. And when I read the stories of the Bible, God is teaching me and showing me things he has done through Jesus, through followers of God, and helping me to understand what God wants to do in my life and through my life. I think about when I was growing up. I was blessed to have Christian parents. And my father was not very well educated. He grew up during the Depression, and it didn't make a lot of sense to to go to high school, as at least he thought it'd be better for him to go out and get a job and help support the family. But he did become good at repairing things, repairing automobiles, repairing radios, which were very important in those days, or repairing television sets. And sometimes I was asked to climb up on the roof to help him so that get an antenna set so that we could receive television broadcasts. So I learned a little bit, but I didn't really pay a whole lot of attention, didn't really learn what he was doing so much. After he passed away, of course, there was the grief and the anguish of losing a family member. But also, it happened that I started thinking, well, how do I, those things that I expected my father to do for me, like if my phonograph was not working, well, I could try to figure it out, or I could let Dad do it. I took the easy way, and I asked, Dad, my phonograph is not working. He said, oh, all right, I'll take a look at it. Or, I need a television set, Dad. Well, I'll see if I could have one that I can get working for you. Now, Dad was no longer here. And so, I started saying, well, if Dad were here, what would he do? How would he approach the problem? And in my mind, I started visualizing Dad being here, looking at the problem, trying to figure it out, trying this, trying that, making it work. And you know, it was relatively easy for me to visualize Dad. And sometimes I said, what would my grandpa do? Well, I could imagine grandpa doing things and approaching problems in a somewhat similar way. Perhaps the Holy Spirit works in our heart sometimes that way, that we think, well, I have this problem, a relationship problem with someone, trying to get along with someone. What would our Lord Jesus do? Start thinking of Jesus and the Pharisees, how he interacted with them, sometimes visited with them and ate with them, and when a situation arose, talked with them. The Holy Spirit works in our hearts, in our minds, and teaches us things that we have forgotten. The Apostle Paul speaks about the gifts of the Spirit and says, to one is given through the Spirit the utterance of wisdom, and to another the utterance of knowledge, and to other the gift of faith by the same Spirit, to another the gifts of healing by the same Spirit. The Spirit works in our hearts and teaches us. It is to our advantage that the Spirit works in us. It is to our advantage that the Lord Jesus sends us the gifts of His Holy Spirit. We have not been left alone. We are blessed with the presence of our Holy Spirit.